From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More uncertainty about Syrian talks. Indirect talks in Geneva to find a way to end Syria's civil war slipped into disarray Tuesday, with neither side holding formal sessions with the UN envoy. The government delegation said it had not opened formal negotiations as scheduled Tuesday with UN envoy Staffan de Mistura. The delegation said the basic framework or agenda of the talks had not yet been established. At the same time, the main opposition group canceled their meeting that they had scheduled with Mr. de Mistura. The United States and its allies Tuesday said they will accelerate and intensify their campaign against the Islamic State militant group. The foreign ministers of 23 of the nations met in Rome Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said they would destroy ISIS.
We've expanded training efforts for groups that were effective in fighting Daesh. We acquired better intelligence. We upgraded our intelligence. We improved our targeting.
John Kerry. Two passengers were injured Tuesday when a plane taking off from Mogadishu, Somalia, was struck by an explosion. The blast blew a hole in the side of the plane, which made an emergency landing. Airline officials gave no reason for the explosion. A United Nations agency says North Korea has announced plans to launch an Earth observation satellite later this month. The Geneva-based International Telecommunication Union confirms that North Korea has sent notification of its intention to launch a satellite between February 8th and 25th. Spain's King Felipe has nominated Socialist Chief Pedro Sanchez to try to form a new government. Sanchez will lead talks with political parties to form a government which will then face a confidence vote in Parliament. This is VOA News.